Welcome to the Old Time Radio Daily Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and today is May 25th, 2010. Today's episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is April 2nd, 1953, and the title is Apologetic Killer. Now, before we get started, quick history note is on April 9th of the same year, TV Guide published its first issue. So, quite amazing that back in 1953, TV Guide actually published its first issue. So, let's get into today's episode.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Domino.
The Cisco Kid. Now, the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, The Apologetic Killer. In his private and relentless war against crime and injustice in the Old Southwest, the Cisco Kid met and turned over to the law many killers. Some of these killers were smart and deadly, like Curly Brace, for example. Curly had brains, nerves of ice, and no more conscience than a striking rattler. As our story opens, Curly and his henchman, Gus Meadows, are riding through the heart of the cattle country. Curly is looking the country over with speculative eye. Especially does he notice the prosperous-looking ranch well back in the distant canyon.
Gus, I'm aiming to own this here spread.
It's a nice spread, Curly.
It's one of the best I ever saw.
Maybe there's better ones around here. We only been down this country 3 days, Curly. That ain't much time to look the country over.
It's time enough. I've been asking questions as well as looking.
Oh, whoa there.
That's a Thomas ranch, Gus. Owned by Big Dan Thomas and his brother Jack. They got a niece lives there with him. I'm aiming to get rid of them first, then a niece. Then we'll take over, Gus.
Oh, we can live nice at that place, Curly.
Yep. Might even bring some of the boys down from the north. Put them to work rustling some cattle for us.
Hey, who's that rider? See, he's heading this way, riding away from the ranch.
That's Big Dan. We'll get rid of him right now. Come on, Gus. We'll ride to meet him. Ha, get up there.
Get up. Here. Curly, there's a couple other riders starting out from that ranch.
We'll be finished with this, hombre, long before they get here.
Oh! Oh, there!
Mister, I'm mighty sorry to have to do this. I know it don't seem right, but it's gotta be done.
What are you talking about?
I sure hope you'll pardon me, but... Shucks, now, ain't that a shame, Gus? Shooting down a fine big hombre like him? Come on, let's get out of here till this shooting blows over.
No sheriff, no marshal, no senorita, no murder. Pancho, happy Cisco.
Si, Pancho. Today, we are just riding to look over the country.
It's good. Pancho like to ride and just look over the country, Cisco. And we not fight neither, huh?
Oh, we have no reason to fight, amigo.
Uh-huh.
We do not know anyone in this part of the country. And if trouble comes along, we will try to avoid it. Yeah, what is the matter, Diablo?
He not like something, Cisco.
He's looking ahead on the trail.
Where?
Maybe the... Santo, ho, Diablo, ho,
ho. Ho, 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 what, Cisco, what?
Look, just in front of you, Pancho.
Madre mía. The senor lay across the trail, and Pancho think he take the siesta, Cisco.
No, that is not it. He's been shot, Pancho. Shot and killed.
You tell just from the look, Cisco?
Si, but we'll make sure.
Mm-hmm.
As I thought, he's dead.
Who kill him? Who kill him, huh? Who kill him?
I do not know why anyone would kill him unless to rob him.
Oh.
He's dressed expensively. Mm-hmm. The horse of his over there is a fine horse.
Oh, a very fine horse.
The saddle must have cost him a great deal of money.
Uh-huh.
Well, let's look around, Pancho, and see what tracks we can find.
I can't understand what's keeping him, Uncle Jack. He should have been home half an hour ago.
Oh, well, you know how your Uncle Dan is, Grace. He probably got talking cattle with somebody in town.
Uncle Jack, wait! Oh, my heavens!
Whoa!
Whoa, boy, whoa! It's Uncle Dan!
Yeah. All right, you hombre, start explaining.
We know nothing about this, senor. You arrived here but a moment ago to find what you see.
Cisco and Pancho not know, senor. We not look for a sheriff or a senorita or a murder.
They're lying, Uncle Jack. I know they're lying. Just as we rode up, I saw the tall one get to his feet. He'd been bending over Uncle Dan, probably robbing him.
Get your hands up, hombres.
I tell you, we know nothing about this, senor.
Get your hands up or I'll drill you both.
Santo, if we not look for troubles, troubles look for us.
Come on, quick! I'm taking you hombres to the sheriff.
I doubt that, senor, very much.
Oh, look out, Uncle
Dan! Take that gun. Drop it. Drop it.
Let me go, my arm!
I do not want to hurt you. Neither do I want to get shot. Drop it. Yeah, that is better. Pancho, take out the cartridges and give the senor back his gun.
Yes, yes, good. Pancho, take out the cartridges.
Oh, you beast. If I had a gun, I'd...
But you have not, senorita, I'm glad to say. Once more, Pancho and I know nothing about this murder. But if you wish, we will help you find the one who does know about it.
Here your gun, senor. No cartridge, just click, click.
We know who knows about it. And I'll find you, hombres, no matter where you go. I'll promise you that.
You will not have to look far, senor. Pancho and I do not run away from suspicion. Come, Pancho, let us go.
Pancho like this steak, Cisco.
Si.
And Pancho like this frijoles, enchiladas, and tortillas, and gooseberry pie. But Pancho, I think we better be here.
When we are hungry, we must eat, Chico.
Mm.
What better place to eat than here in this cafe?
Oh, Pancho eat, Cisco. Pancho always eat. But Pancho hear these vaqueros over there, they talk. And Pancho think maybe they ride for the senor who did, no?
From their talk, I believe they do. They mentioned the names Dan and Jack, which names we heard the senorita use.
They're off hombre, Cisco. They think Cisco and Pancho killed Senor Uncle Dan, and they not like us.
Pancho, one thing at a time.
What's that?
After we eat, we will inquire into who might want to kill the senor. But we will not run from anyone.
And Pancho not want to run, Cisco. Pancho not want to fight neither. Pancho too full of steak and frijoles.
Pancho, wait.
Wait.
Here comes the senor we had the trouble with.
Mm. Pancho see the sheriff with him. We get under the table, Cisco, huh? Maybe they not see us.
We will not get under the table, Pancho.
Why not?
We have done nothing wrong.
There they are, Sheriff. Take them in.
Maybe we better ask a question or two first, Jack. Who are you two hombres?
I am the Cisco Kid, and this is mi compañero, Pancho.
Cisco Kid?
Si, Sheriff.
That's all I need to hear. You're coming with me.
You are putting us under arrest, Sheriff?
I sure am, Cisco. And if you're wise, you won't resist. This here cafe is full of cowhands from the Thomas Ranch. And if they find out about Dan, it won't be good for you.
What is the charge, Sheriff?
You know what it is. Come along.
Tell him, Sheriff.
Now, look, Jack. These cowhands of yours are a wild bunch. And if
more
they...
power to them. Cisco, he's arresting you for the murder of my brother Dan.
Easy now, boys. Easy. Come on, you two.
Santo Cisco is 10-2.
See, but this is no time to think of that. There is one of them out of the way. There is another one.
Hey, Pancho would like to be punched in the stomach, hombre. Pancho got food there.
Hey, deputy, come here. Take a hand.
All right.
Get back, boys. Get back. Help me out, Jack.
Yeah.
By thunder, that Cisco fights like a demon. But there are too many for him.
Cisco! Cisco, look out behind you! Hey, madre mia, Cisco, go down. Cisco, go down. And Pancho, fix you with this, hombre. Pancho, fix you with this. You hit Cisco the same as you hit Pancho.
Whoa there.
What's funny, Gus?
There's a couple of hombres in jail for murdering Thomas. How do you like that, Curly?
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I was in town buying these supplies, like you said, and all of a sudden a big riot broke out in the cafe. It seems the sheriff went in to arrest the hombres and some of Thomas's buckaroos was in there. Soon as they heard about it, they sailed into them fellas. Sheriff had an awful time getting them away before they was killed.
That's all right, Gus. Who are they, do you know?
This is the best part of all. The Cisco Kid and that sidewinder that always rides with him.
You sure it's a Cisco Kid?
Of course I'm sure, Curly. I got a good look at him.
Yeah. I was aiming on getting Jack Thomas next and then the girl. But I figure we'd better get Cisco out of the way first.
I just told you, he's in jail.
Gus, there's only one man in the world I'm leery of, and that's the Cisco Kid.
Ever have any run-ins with him?
No, I never did. I saw him just once. But I know he didn't see me. But he's had partners of mine sent to prison, and I swore I'd get him sometime.
You better leave him be, Curly.
That hombre's dangerous to us even in jail, Gus. Right now, he's probably figuring how to get the real killers of Thomas. And he'll break jail, too, come night. There ain't a jail built can hold Cisco.
Well, then, what do we do?
Remember that deputy territorial marshal I shot down over west of here?
Yeah.
Well, I kept his badge and some of his papers. Figured they might come in handy sometime. They'll come in handy right now.
Gonna pass yourself off as that deputy, huh?
I sure am, Gus. Come on, let's go talk to the sheriff.
How's your head feel now, Cisco?
Oh, it aches, Pancho. But apart from that, I feel in good shape.
I'd
like to get my hands on that hombre who gun-whipped me.
So many gunbots come all at once, Pancho, and I tell which one. By golly, it's hot in this jail, Cisco.
See. I am trying to think of a way for us to get out of this jail, Pancho.
The sheriff take no chances. He got guards all over the place.
Well, that's just the point. We cannot possibly escape in the daylight. But in another 2 hours, it will be dark. Then we will see.
Cisco, someone come.
See, I hear them, Pancho.
Guess it'd be better if you took it, Marshal. The boys are pretty mad about Dan's getting murdered. They might try to stage a necktie party tonight.
Well, I hate to ask a favor, Sheriff, but I kind of got a previous claim on Cisco anyway for a killing over in my territory.
He's a bad hombre.
Bad as they come, Sheriff.
What'd he say, Cisco? Cisco killed somebody in his territory?
Watch out, Pancho. Something very strange about this.
Very strange.
Cisco, I'm turning you over to Deputy Marshal Adams here. If I didn't, you might be strung up.
Pancho, not want to be stringed up.
What is your territory, Marshal?
It's none of your business, Cisco.
Pancho and I have the right to ask where we are being taken.
You'll go where we take you. I'd like to borrow a couple of sets of handcuffs from you, Sheriff. I came away in such a hurry, I forgot to bring any.
Sure, you're welcome to them, Marshal.
I would say that is unusual, a marshal forgetting to bring the tools of his trade.
Shut up. Gus, get your guns lined up on these hombres. They make a wrong move, gun them down.
I got them covered.
All right, Sheriff, open the door. Hold out your hands, Cisco.
As you say, Senor Marshal.
Now, you.
See, Pancho not like this, but Pancho do like Cisco do.
There.
Hadn't you ought to handcuff them with their hands behind their backs, Marshal?
No, no need to do that, Sheriff. We ain't going very far with them anyway. Not very far.
With his thinly veiled threat, Curly at least tipped Cisco off as to what to expect. In just a moment, we'll return to our exciting story of the Cisco Kid. Now back to the Cisco Kid and our thrilling story, The Apologetic Killer. Like most killers, Curly Brace feared the Cisco Kid. So, although Curly knew Cisco was being held in jail for a murder which he himself had committed, he made plans to get Cisco out in order to kill him. Posing as a deputy territorial marshal, he persuaded the sheriff to release Cisco into his custody. Now, at the jail, shortly before dark.
Whoa! Wait here, boys. We'll see if we can get the sheriff to turn Cisco over to us without any trouble. Sheriff! Sheriff!
Heard you and your boys riding in, Jack.
What do you want? We want Cisco and that other sidewinder.
They ain't here.
Now, look, Sheriff, we ain't fooling. We want them to.
I tell you, they ain't here. Even if they was, you couldn't have them, Jack. Not unless you got me first.
We'll go into jail and take them.
The deputy marshal beat you to it, Jack.
The deputy marshal?
That's right. Had a previous claim on him, he said.
How long ago did they leave, Sheriff?
I ain't telling you nothing. Figure it out for yourself.
That's just what I'll do. Come on, boy. We'll ride wet. Get up.
San Francisco is a bad sandstorm.
Si, Pancho. Very bad sandstorm. One good thing. It's as bad for these hombres as for us.
Sending Pancho's eyes, Pancho's mouth, and Pancho's ears.
Hey, in mine too, amigo.
She's gonna think that hombre really a deputy marshal, no?
I am sure he is not, Pancho.
But why he say he the deputy marshal?
Do not know yet, Pancho, but I think we will find out. Mother of me is all I can do to lean into this wind.
Oh. All right, you hombres, hold it. We're stopping right here.
Hold it, amigo.
Hold it, hold it, hold
it. Hold it.
But what we do now, Cisco?
We'll see, Pancho. I should go after this deputy. You go after the other one.
Yeah, Pancho hit with the handcuffs, no?
Get down off them cayuses.
Do not judge every horse by your own, hombre.
Loco, no cayuse either, you hombre.
Oh, excuse me. I should have known better. I sure hate to have any hard feelings with anybody before I kill him, eh, Gus?
Better apologize to him some more, Curly.
Curly, you are Curly Brace, the apologetic killer. I know of you, hombre.
Well, Cisco, then you know I don't like to have to do this. Killing goes against my grain. But it's got to be done.
Cisco, what do we do? Pancho and I want Cisco to be killed.
Come on, hurry it up, Curly, and let's get shelter from this blasted storm.
You do me one favor before you kill us, hombre.
Excuse me for saying, I don't like to distrust anybody, Cisco.
Very
but...
simple favor. I would like to get one good look at the notorious apologetic killer.
Why, sure, Cisco. Makes me powerful sad to think this'll be your last look at anybody, though. Powerful sad.
Careful, Curly. You're facing right into that wind.
That is right, hombre, and I'm going to help the wind by kicking up some more sand.
Oh, right in my eye.
The other one, Pancho.
Jesus, go, Pancho.
Bueno, Pancho. That did the job. Now to get the keys to these handcuffs. I think I saw them put them in his pocket.
Cisco, Pancho, the riders come through the storm.
Si, amigo. I have the key, Pancho. Let us get out of here. And fast.
Pancho stay here too long already.
Up, Diablo, climb that house.
Go, look, go, look, go, go!
We can take shelter here under this bluff, Pancho. Oh, Diablo,
hold on. Hold on. What did Cisco say about eat one life of dirt by the peck?
Said that everyone eats a peck of dirt in his life, Pancho.
Pancho like the cat.
Like the cat?
See, Pancho got 9 lives, Cisco. Pancho rather eat 9 pecks of sand from this storm.
On that basis, I would have 9 lives too, amigo. Oh. Now hold out your hands, I'll unlock these handcuffs.
Oh, Pancho be glad to get these handcuffs off, Cisco.
See, they are not comfortable, Chico.
Gracias, Cisco.
Now you take the other key on this ring, Pancho, and unlock these cuffs.
See, Pancho do. Cisco think it's for Caro's followers, no?
I do not see how they can with such a storm to cover our tracks, Pancho. Gracias, that's much better.
We throw away these handcuffs, Cisco?
No, we will keep them, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
I would like to return them to the sheriff. Phil.
Phil?
Si.
Phil. Oh, and Pancho understands, Cisco. And Cisco like to return him with those hombres filled in them, huh?
That is the idea, amigo. I suspect that the apologetic killer is the one who killed Senor Thomas, although I am not sure.
We go find him, Cisco.
Not at first, Pancho.
No?
First thing I want to do is talk with Senorita Thomas and find out if Curly Brace was an enemy of her uncle's.
Pancho think it very dangerous to ride to that rancho.
Be more dangerous if we did not ride there, Pancho.
More dangerous?
To our self-respect, amigo. Come, let us go.
I thought you was going to get Jack Thomas before you went after the girl, Curly.
Well, that's the way I planned it, Gus. And with the Cisco kid still around, I got to change that plan. Jack Thomas is out with all them cowhands of his looking for Cisco. Nobody will be here at the ranch now.
What are you going to do about the girl?
She's going to sign over her interest in the ranch to us. And after we get Jack Thomas, she'll own all the interest in the ranch. Which means we'll own it.
Kind of dangerous letting her live after she signs, Curly.
Who said we was going to let her live? Come on.
Maybe she ain't home.
And we'll wait. She's here.
Uncle Jack? Oh.
I wonder if we might see you a minute, ma'am.
Well, yes, I think so. Were you men with my uncle?
You might say we were.
Come in. I'll turn up this lamp a little. There. Where is Uncle Jack? I expected him home long before this.
Oh, I reckon he'll be in for long, ma'am.
Oh, I hope so. I'm getting worried. Well, sit down.
No, we ain't got time to sit down. I kind of dread to do this, ma'am. I asked your pardon 1,000 times, but I got to ask you to sign something for us.
Sign what? What do you mean?
It's a little document saying you've sold your interest in this here spread to us.
I certainly will not sign anything. Who are you men?
Just a couple of hombres who like the looks of this place. I know I hadn't ought to say this, ma'am, but unless you sign that right now, I'm going to have to kill you.
Why, you... Get out of here.
Soon as you sign.
I tell you, I'll sign nothing. And if you think you can scare me into signing, you'd better think again. I can handle a gun just as well as any man, and
I'll... Gus.
Easy now.
Oh, let me go.
You better bend her arm a little, Gus.
Yep.
Oh, you're breaking my arm.
You going to sign?
No.
A little more, Gus.
Oh, I'll sign. Please, you're breaking my arm.
All right, you coyote. I'm going to say you need to go.
Run, Curly. They ain't got guns.
You don't draw no guns over here.
Marshal, you think the same way, you hombre?
You got away from me once, Cisco. You ain't getting away again.
I'm not trying to get away.
Get your hands up, all of them.
He's going to send you either kind of gun.
Quick, get him up, or I'll shoot down the lot of you.
Senorita, we are trying to help you.
I don't want your kind of help.
Then I will have to take the guns.
No, don't. Let go.
Now, you hombre, we will finish what we started like this. Get up on your feet. Now, confess that you killed Senor Thomas, or we will start this fight all over again.
And Pancho, start all over, too.
Quickly.
No. No more fighting, Cisco. All right. I killed him.
Are you all right, Grace?
Uncle Jack, Sheriff. Oh, I'm glad you got here.
So help me this time. I'm going to drill you, Cisco.
No, you don't. Give me that gun, Jack.
Uncle Jack, it wasn't Cisco. It was this man here. This one and the one with him. He just confessed.
Yeah, Curly Brace.
That is right, Sheriff.
I just got word to be on the lookout for him. And when I got to thinking, I remembered the deputy marshal's name over west of here ain't Adams, it's Johnson.
You sure about that, Sheriff?
You bet I am.
Cisco saved my life, Uncle Jack.
Well, I'm kind of mixed up here. But if I heard things straight, I'd like to shake your hand, Cisco.
It's a pleasure, Senor. And, Sheriff, here are the handcuffs you let those hombres put on Pancho and me. With your permission, Pancho and I will put the same handcuffs on them.
So you're really not a bold, bad bandit after all, Cisco.
I am afraid not, Senorita.
I'm only joking. I'm really not sorry at all. I like you just the way you are.
Gracias. The feeling is mutual.
You can stay a few more days with us, can't you?
No, we must be riding on, Senorita. We have had a very fine visit with you and your uncle for 2 days.
Well, if you must go, you won't forget us, will you?
To forget one so gracious and lovely would be impossible.
And you'll come back soon?
When next we ride this way, we will call and pay our respects. So, until then, Senorita.
Until then?
Until we come back.
Yes.
When eyes like yours smile as they are now smiling, Senorita, there is but one thing to do.
What's that, Cisco?
This?
Oh, Cisco.
Oh, Senorita.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
When Cisco teach Pancho some more about the history, what is, how do you say that a natural?
You mean natural history, amigo.
Uh-huh.
Learning all about the various animals that inhabit this country.
Si, Cisco. And that's what Pancho mean. All the funny animals. When Cisco teach Pancho some more about this, huh?
Well, Pancho, I think I've taught you quite a lot about the animals.
It's true, it's true.
I've taught you their names and described them to you.
And Pancho learned the names of lots of animals.
Oh, it's very good, amigo. Mm. I think I will see how well you have learned your lesson.
Huh?
You ready to answer some questions?
Pancho ready, but not make the questions too hard, huh?
Well, I will give you an easy question, Pancho.
A very easy one first.
Si. Now tell me the names of six animals that live in this part of the country.
The names of six animals that live in this part of the country.
Si.
Don't tell me, Jeff, Cisco. Six animals live in the part of the country. Six, four. Pancho got to think.
Well, come on. Name the animals, Pancho.
Six animals.
Si.
Oh, that easy, Cisco. Three skunks and three coyotes.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Okay, check out the show notes at otrwesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Tomorrow's going to be an episode of The Challenge of the Yukon. Until then, have a great day, and we'll see you guys tomorrow.